Missouri's linked deposit program called MoBucks provides low-interest loans to small businesses, agriculture, and local governments across the state. State Treasurer Scott Fitzpatrick's office runs the program. He joins Show Me Today to talk a little bit about it, about this. Treasurer, thank you so much for joining the program. Talk to me about how MoBucks works.
Sure. So as state treasurer, one of the responsibilities I have is investing all of the state's money. And so, you know, we have a lot of money that we have in all the different funds within the state treasury. And we invest it in lots of different things, by like treasury bonds and agency bonds, commercial paper. But one of the things that we are allowed to do under state law is to run this linked deposit program. Essentially what we do with that is we put money in a community bank or a Missouri bank or credit union that's loaning that money to a Missouri business or farm or local government. And the benefit of it for the borrower is that they're getting this money at this loan at a discounted interest rate. It's 30% below whatever the market rate for that loan would be. And the way it works on the financial institution side is we're providing them a deposit at a below market interest rate to help them provide that low interest loan to that small business or farm or local government. And so what we do is basically we just place a deposit with the bank or credit union that is specifically tied to a loan that they're making. So we know when we fund a deposit, when we put that deposit in the bank, that it's going to be used to make a loan to, you know, whatever business, you know, is on that application. And that's essentially how it works. And it just provides small businesses with access to affordable capital. And in a time like what we're in now, where interest rates are rising and are expected to continue to rise at least through the end of this year, it becomes much more important for this program to be available because this is just a way to help. This is not a handout. I always try to make sure people understand that this is not a handout, this program. We're essentially just providing a deposit to a bank at a low interest rate. And the bank is taking the credit risk. The state is not even taking credit risk in these deals. The bank is required to return us the deposit at the end of the loan agreement or at the end of the deposit agreement that we have with them. And they're responsible for making sure that the borrower is able to, you know, repay that loan. So the credit, the state is not at risk in these deals. It's just a small way that we can help provide affordable capital to small businesses in the state of Missouri.
Speaking of, with the inflation times that we're going through, higher gas prices, are you seeing an increase in interest in this program?
We are. There was a lot of interest in the program in 2019, leading up until kind of the end of 2019 and early 2020. And then when COVID kind of started, you know, and the Federal Reserve cut rates to support the economy, what happened was that the cost of borrowing money went way, way, way down. Plus, there was a lot of liquidity into the system through PPP loans and other stimulus funds that had made its way into the economy. And now, as we kind of enter a new phase, of the economic cycle, where inflation is now, you know, really out of control, and a lot of that is to do with some of the fiscal policy that has been implemented by the federal government. The Federal Reserve, to try to suppress or get inflation under control, has started to raise interest rates again. And so when those interest rates go up, what that does is it raises the cost of funds for financial institutions when they are, basically getting deposits from people who deposit in their bank. They have to pay more for those deposits when those interest rates, that benchmark rate from the Federal Reserve, goes up. And what that means is they have to charge more interest on loans. So when rates go up, you know, the cost of money for the banks goes up, means the cost of money to borrow it, you know, from the bank goes up. So yes, we have seen a really big uptick in interest in the program. You know, the numbers we looked at, as of yesterday, we had, you know, already at this point in the year, have done about twice as much in linked deposits as we did all of last year in terms of the amount of money. I think it's almost $60 million so far this year. So a lot of interest as the as the interest rates do begin to climb.
Okay, well, good. So what are the requirements then if somebody were to look into seeing if they could qualify?
Well, the requirements are for most borrowers, you know, small business or, you know, an ag borrower are pretty small or pretty limited in terms of what you have to go through to qualify. And number one is for the small business program, you have to have fewer than 100 employees to qualify as a small business for this program. So that's one restriction. The other is essentially you just have to be current on your taxes. So basically you can't owe any money to the Missouri Department of Revenue for back taxes, or at least be, you know, in a payment agreement if you do owe some taxes. Just basically can't be in a situation where you're delinquent and no payment agreement's in place. And you can't be a convicted felon. So those are kind of the main requirements. Otherwise, it's pretty broadly available for businesses. This is not an industry-specific program. I mean, any small business in any industry can use this program. We had a tour around the state where we were raising awareness about the program a couple weeks ago, and we had a towing service that had used the program. We had a company in Joplin that makes skateboard park ramps and other skateboard park equipment that had used this program. There's, you know, restaurants. I mean, all different kinds of businesses have used this MoBucks program to finance their capital expansions, or they're adding a new piece of equipment, or they're replacing their fleet of vehicles, or whatever it is. You can pretty much use it for any of those types of purposes.
State Treasurer Scott Fitzpatrick joins Show Me today to talk about Missouri's Linked Deposit Program. It provides low-interest loans to small businesses, those in the agriculture field, and governmental entities across the state. So is it so many months? Does it depend on the loan? Is there a minimum, a maximum? Can you get into that?
Yeah, so in terms of the length of the loan agreement, it's a 5-year loan is the way this works. So it's basically it's renewable for every year for 5 years is how that works. There is no minimum. So I mean we can do any size loan, you know, up to I believe our current limit's $10 million. And, that limit has fluctuated over time with kind of demand. And if we get to a point where we run close to the cap, we may bring that limit down just to make sure that the program remains broadly available to borrowers across the state. But right now, given where we are with the, current demand in the program, we have a limit of $10 million.
Okay. Are there certain businesses that seem to draw more interest in this program than others?
I wouldn't say necessarily that a certain industry has, you know, dominated the program. I can tell you that that the agriculture part of the program is very well used. There are a lot of farms that take advantage of this program, and it can be used for them for cash flow loans. I mean, a lot of the ag folks, have a line of credit that they use for crop input or that they use when they purchase cattle or whatever they're doing. And so this is a way that they're able to do that and not have to pay as much in interest. And so there for a period of time, even when interest rates were lower, we still did have a lot of participation on the agriculture side of the program.
So can they take out more than one loan? Say something comes up and they need some cash for their business or whatever. If they've got one open loan, can they take out another?
Yes, they can. And, we have participants that have more than one loan with the program, and that is certainly something that can be done. And a lot of times that makes sense. Somebody maybe is, buying a business or buying a building, and they will have a separate loan for the building, and then they'll have another loan for, equipment that they're putting in the building, which is pretty typical. You know, when a bank is lending money to a borrower, particularly a business borrower, you know, it's typical for the real estate to be on one loan, and typically real estate is amortized over a longer period of time than, you know, personal property or equipment loans. So, you know, you may have a bank that is financing a building for somebody for 20 years, and they're going to do a link deposit for the first 5 years of that. And then they want to, you know, finance the equipment for 5 or 7 years, and they can do a separate link deposit for that.
Okay. Well, what have I missed? Anything I haven't asked that is important to mention?
No, I would just reiterate that, you know, this is, you know, I'm responsible as treasurer for investing money in the state of Missouri, for the state of Missouri. And, you know, I've always believed that, you know, we need to, you know, take care of taxpayer money and make sure it's protected and well invested. You know, I really believe that it is a good use of our money to, you know, anytime we can use the money that we're holding in the state treasury to enhance economic development opportunities in the state of Missouri without making it a handout, I think that makes a ton of sense to do that. So we'll continue to make sure this program is available to businesses all over the state, and continue to work with, you know, partners in media and at the financial institutions to make sure that the businesses and farmers and prospective borrowers know that it exists and know that it's an option that can save them a lot of money. I mean, just give you one kind of like final example here. You know, if a business is going to borrow $1 million and they were going to pay, you know, 6% interest, and that gets discounted by a third, you know, that's, you know, takes their interest rate from 6% down to like 4.2%. And it would be, if it's a 30% reduction, that's $18,000 a year in interest savings for that business. So this is not just, you know, nibbling around the edges for some people. This can be a lot of money, a lot of savings that they can then use that savings to either buy additional equipment, or they can use it to invest in other ways in their business. So I do think it's a good program and something that a lot of people can benefit from.
So does the state make money off of this, the lending provider? How does that work?
Yeah, we're paid interest by the bank for the deposit that we put in the bank. The sacrifice the state makes is that we accept a lower interest rate than what we would otherwise get if we were investing in a typical certificate of deposit. But just to give you an idea of kind of like the scale, that, you know, we have about $15 billion in assets under management in the state treasury. That's the amount of money that I'm investing on behalf of Missouri taxpayers. And this program is limited to $800 million. So we're talking about, you know, a little over 2%. If it's fully subscribed, we would be talking about a little over 2% of all the money that we have invested in the treasury. A little over 5% of the money invested in the treasury would be, you know, potentially in this program.
So how do people find out more about MoBucks?
You can go to treasurer.mo.gov, and treasurer.mo.gov has a link to the link deposit page or MoBucks. And you can basically find out all the information about the program there. There's a list of participating lenders. But essentially just go to, treasurer.mo.gov and click on the MoBucks link. And it's under the investments tab on the website. And it's there with all the information about the program. And like I said, you can get a list of lenders on that webpage.
That's State Treasurer Scott Fitzpatrick. We will be back with more after this. This is Show Me Today, the Voice of Missouri.